Welcome back. Well, we're going to switch gears a little bit here and discuss one of our hot takes, which is Facebook, and pose the question, is Facebook bad for you? Because about 360 million users say that it might be. Just when you thought that changing the name to Meta would divert all of the attention, here comes another survey, Jared. And it says that researchers found that 1 in 8 of its users report engaging in compulsive use of social media that impacts their sleep, work, parenting, and relationships. That's according to findings from the Wall Street Journal. I don't know how much time you're spending on it, Jared, but it is not doing any of that to me.
I got to tell you, Karina, I do have Facebook accounts just to keep up with old friends. I've never posted anything to Facebook in my entire life, or Instagram for that matter. The only social media that I do is Twitter, so I'm not speaking from firsthand experience, but you know, sometimes I guess I can, because sometimes I feel a little bit of FOMO when I'm in Twitter or when I'm outside of Twitter and I see what's happened when I was gone. And I thought I could get better at this. And one of my New Year's resolutions, in fact, was to get better at Twitter. And I've been a little bit more engaged this year, but for me, it's hard. So when people are talking about being addicted to it, and by the way, these studies just keep coming out, don't they? When people talk about this, I think there needs to be effective, not blowback, but I guess countermeasures. Not saying that the government needs to be involved, but I like the idea that at least at one point there was a team inside Facebook which was dedicated toward giving users breaks. Unfortunately, according to this article that we're talking about here, it was disbanded in the middle of 2019. And if we can go back to the Wi-Fi interactive here, I have a chart of Facebook to inception. And there was this huge drop in 2018. This was a one day, I don't know, 17, 18% drop. That's when Mark Zuckerberg said and announced that Facebook isn't going to be committed towards increasing eyeballs per day, eyeball hours per day. And they went through a kind of retooling process, but it looked like on the other side of that, they decided to, maybe kind of ignore some of their findings. I don't know, Karina.
Yeah. And then, you know, they said they are trying to implement some changes as well, Jared, right? I think in this report, they said optional features were being implemented, suggesting that maybe you take a break from social media for some time, and then limiting those notifications as well, which is what actually makes me turn to Facebook and many other forms of social media, is that, you know, I don't do it on my own, but every time I get a notification, you sort of turn your attention to find out what's going on. And, you know, it's fair to say that it's not just Facebook that's dealing with this issue, right? It happens across all sorts of social media. Facebook or Meta also owns WhatsApp and Instagram. We know all of the issues that have come out after that whistleblower complaint that was revealed in the Wall Street Journal about what it does to teenage girls as well. So the impact is huge. And I saw a recent study that said, you know, the amount of minutes that kids or young adults, whoever is on it, for TikTok, 80 minutes a day. That's incredible to me, that statistic.
Yeah, and you got to wonder what the future monetization path for all of this is. Despite all the headwinds for Facebook, and there have been so many times when people have said Facebook is dead money, never going to come back to those highs, they've done it every time. And I have to say, despite all the regulatory headwinds, despite all the bad mouthing, despite all these studies that are coming out painting them in a bad light, many of which Facebook putatively did themselves, despite all that, the stock keeps making record highs. And I think it's because they're not even midway on the monetization pathway. There's a lot they can do with Instagram. They hardly pulled any levers with Messenger. They're integrating shopping with it. So there's a lot to do here. And I'm not that big on Mark Zuckerberg as a person, because I don't really like Facebook, the product. But I do have to say he's an effective CEO of his company, maybe coming off as a little bit predatory recently, and that could get him in trouble with Congress. But stock price still elevated here, gets knocked down, keeps going back up for some reason.
Yeah, it just keeps going up. It's interesting to see why, but it is a concern for a lot of people, especially parents out there, particularly with the Instagram, you know, news that came out. And Facebook really saying that, you know, they're trying to sort of handle the situation. But a lot of the people who are on this platform themselves say they don't have an addiction. They're not addicted to it, even though many of them, about 10% of users, say that they exhibit the behavior. They say that their productivity is affected. They can't complete tasks. they'll push off dealing with family matters. That never happens to me. I'm always there. I'm never on social media when I should be speaking to my child. So definitely a lot of hurdles that they face, as you say, regulatory pressures as well in the works, I'm sure, down the road, you know, as we sort of evolve from Facebook to Meta and the metaverse.